everyone. Welcome back to the second episode of Sparkles and Sports Student Edition podcast. I am once again your co-host, Taylor Washington, and I just want to say before I started that I hope you all enjoyed my last episode referring to how sports became my passion and where I currently am today. I enjoyed that episode and I hope you all did too. Now, today's episode is going to draw another piece of advice to you all about showcasing yourself to a representative of a company to receive that dream interview and maybe that possible internship. All the information that I'm going to present to you all today is current and very, very valuable. So if you are ready, I am ready. Let's get started. Now, as I briefly mentioned in my last episode, I will be interning with Paragon Marketing Group starting next month throughout the summer. For those of you who aren't familiar with Paragon Marketing, they are a local marketing agency, and the main task of a road warrior, which will be the title of the interns, will be to travel to elite athletic tournaments across the country to set up and create a remarkable Gatorade experience on the sidelines by promoting and monitoring Gatorade items, all the way from the drinks to the chewy bars. So many people may be asking, how did you receive this internship if it's a local and not well known? To answer your question, as I mentioned before, it's great to build connections with your professors. I was very fortunate enough to be in my first class for my sports management minor with 30 to 35 other amazing students with an outstanding professor by the name of Elliot Daniels. Elliot constantly looked out for all his students, still does till this day, by making us aware of any internship opportunities that crossed his path, and Paragon was one of them. It was towards the end of one class period when he had discussed a new Road Warrior internship with Paragon Marketing Group. He gave us all a small description and then asked how many of us would be interested in speaking with the representative from the company that following week. Of course, pretty much all of us had raised our hands and were delighted to receive this chance. So that next week came, and we listened to a quick information session, and later we were able to speak with one of the representatives from Paragon Marketing Group by the name of Matt Waits for a 10-minute on-the-spot interview. Now, at the time, I was completely shocked because I didn't know we were going to have 10-minute on-the-spot interviews, and I wasn't able to rehearse, and I like to come up with any critical questions that I can, but I couldn't say no. I had to do it. I had to sell myself, and in life, you're going to have to sell yourself on the spot, so I figured, why not do it now? I just have to prove that I can, and I will be a road warrior. When my turn came, I knew that the only way I will succeed this 10-minute interview is if I just relax and be myself. I walked in, gave a firm handshake, and once I became calm and as I took my seat, I treated this just like a regular conversation. And I realized that's what makes it all better. You know, it wasn't just a question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. I mean, he even jokingly asked as he read my interview, "Hey, are you taller than Tom Izzo?" And he laughed, and I'm over here shaking, but, you know, I had to blend in. So, of course, I'm like, yeah, I think, I got him by an inch, honestly. We might be the same height, or he may be an inch taller, but, you know, he's making it jokingly and making it a conversation. So I did that as well and realized the whole question, answer is entirely wrong. Interviews are about the representative getting to know what you're about as an individual and what your personality consists of to see if it's fit for the position that they're offering you. When you just stay yourself, you'll realize that interviews aren't worth the anxiety, the nervousness, the trembling of the heart, or the most famous one, the shaking of the hands. So, a few weeks had gone by, and I had received another interview, and excitingly, the Road Warrior summer internship. I was extremely anxious. I remember I was on the highway. I was heading home for Thanksgiving break. So although I was getting turkey and a great meal and seeing my family, I also had an internship in the bag. So I was extremely, extremely happy and excited to get started and travel across the country to these amazing different tournaments, which is something I've dreamed of doing for a very long time. Although I had already confirmed by the month of November, I didn't expect any other opportunities to arise. But man, was I wrong. As the month of February approached, Michigan State University, we have our annual sports career fair. Many sports companies come, like the Detroit Pistons, the Grand Rapids Drive, Greater Lansing Sports Authority, etc., 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 and other departments that are on campus. They all come together to offer possible prospects for the future. At the time, I didn't have my mind set on going because I already accepted an offer. So what was I going to do? You know, I'm thinking, no, I'll just wait till next year. But I knew that at the time, my boss, Kristen Ray, my professor, Elliot Daniels, would be there. So I figured it wouldn't hurt to show my face. When I went into the Gilbert Pavilion in the Breslin Center, I shared who I was to other companies. I spoke with the Detroit Pistons, the Grand Rapids Drive, Turner Sports, and they were all great companies, and many, many more were there. Now, at the time, these are big companies, and it would be incredible to speak with them and possibly able to work for them. It looks great on a resume. And as I previously did in my last interview with Paragon, I went up and I introduced myself, smiled, gave a firm handshake. Turner Sports and the Detroit Sports Commission were the two companies that stood out to me the most. Because not only was I able to keep a conversation, I was able to develop connections and similarities that we had between one another. Turner Sports representatives were all Spartan alums. So not only were we talking about the company, we were talking about, you know, how they liked it when they were here, how it's different now, as well as what they love and miss the most about the university. With the Detroit Sports Commission, I also knew some of the staff members that work there from family, friends, and co-workers that I currently work with. Once I sold myself to each one during the career fair, I reshook their hands and thanked them for taking the time out of their very busy schedules to meet with me. At that point, Detroit Sports Commission told me, be on the lookout for an interview. And Turner Sports said, we would like to schedule an interview with you sometime next week. Now, let's just take a brief moment. Let's pause. I went from not even planning to go, to going, to receiving two interviews. I didn't expect to hear from anyone, because I had intentions of only sticking with Paragon. But I couldn't ignore these offers, because that would be huge to be able to work for them. So, that following Friday, and like I said before, my parents and my sister are my huge support system, so I told my parents and my mother, drove from Kalamazoo to Lansing, picked me up, and we were off to Troy, Michigan for an interview with Turner Sports. I mean, that Friday. And the interview was great. Even though that position might not work out, I was very grateful to be given a possible once-in-a-lifetime interview with Turner Sports. Even if it doesn't work, I was able to meet Jennifer Durda and the two other representatives that were at the career fair, which are now all resources that can be useful for me in the future. Same for Marty Dobek from the Detroit Sports Commission, which interview happened a couple weeks after Turner. Now, none of this is to brag at all, but rather explain the importance of always keeping your doors open. You know, with this podcast in general, I'm here to help you all. So one of the things that I want to say is, like I said, always keep your doors open, no matter if a decision has been set in stone or not. I will say, and I'm not afraid to say it, when I had the one offer and the two interviews that came my way, I developed a source of anxiety, and I was completely confused. One, because I already accepted an offer that I'm very, very interested in, but also the other two offers could bring amazing experience. I mean, how would it be to say, you know, I work for Detroit Sports Commission, or I work for Turner Sports? I don't like to be the one to say no to somebody. I mean, if I could do all three internships at the time, I would. I didn't know where to go. But if it wasn't for the help of my parents, my boss, and my professor, I wouldn't know what decision to make. I'm here to say that in times like this, you should always ask for advice or help from others. Especially others who have been in this situation before and can guide you, can tell you, weigh out your pros and cons, or tell you, do what's in your heart or what makes you feel most comfortable, and have them give experience or examples of what they went through and how they made their decision that they currently are in today. That's a special piece of advice that will be extremely helpful in the long run. Don't be afraid to ask your peers. Listen, because that's most important. Listen to what they have to tell you. And soak it all in. Because at the end of the day, you make the decision, not them. There are times when you might become frustrated with all the offers that you may receive, but that's okay. Because if anything, it's an amazing feeling to realize that all the hard work that you are doing and have done is paying off. People are seeing it. You know, if you didn't do the hard work, if you didn't have anything on your resume, you wouldn't be getting these calls. People are calling you and people are interested in you because they see so-and-so is working hard. So-and-so is doing the right thing. They have these connections. They have this stuff on their resume. Let me give them a call and interview them. That's good. Yes, it can be a very difficult situation, but it's a good thing. You should be proud of yourself. You should be happy. You never know if another opportunity arrives that also could be more beneficial for you in the future. Because whichever internship that you choose, even if I decide to choose one over the other, you have to ask yourself these questions. Will what I'm doing in this internship help me to where I want to be 5 to 10 years from now? You have to think. Me doing this now, should I be doing this or should I be doing something else that's going to benefit me? Should I be doing this because it's fun or should I be doing this one because it's beneficial for me and my major and what I want to do in my career? Also, will I learn anything? Am I doing this because everyone else is doing it and they're saying it's great even though I don't want to do it? Or should I do the other thing where I'm going to be doing what my major consists of and I'm going to actually be learning a lot and I'm going to get hands-on training? There's many more questions to ask yourself, but these are very important because this is about the success for yourself. Only you can make the final decision. Of course, other opinions are helpful, but you must be most comfortable with what you're going to spend your next 12 weeks doing. Because it would be terrible to say, I spent my summer doing nothing, or I spent my summer not doing what I should have done. Instead, you want to say, I had the best summer ever, and I wish I could go back because I learned so much, I developed great connections, and I enjoyed where I was working. The atmosphere was unbelievable. My last piece of information is that within all of these three interviews, my emotions and my personality never changed. And with what I want to share to you is to never change. You know, when you go to a career fair, if you already have an offer, don't go in and say, you know, I'm just here because it looks good. I already have an offer, though. You know, you're going to push the representatives away and they're not going to want to speak with you. Still go in, not saying that you have an internship. Go in. Have that big, beautiful smile on your face. Give that nice firm handshake. Make their muscles and their arm wiggle a little bit. And develop a conversation. Don't change who you are. Don't let anyone know that you've already accepted this internship unless they ask. Now, if they do ask and say, do you have any other offers, then be able to tell them. But don't go in already saying it, because that will look bad on your part. Continue to explore and discover what your future may hold, because there's no such thing as working too hard. God has his wonderful way of making everything fall into place, like he does already and as he will in the future. And I will leave you with this last sentence. Remember, success doesn't just come and find you. You have to go out and get it. I hope you all enjoyed the second episode of the Sparkles and Sports Student Edition podcast. I am your co-host, Taylor Washington, and we will see you soon. Thank you.